Hello and welcome to episode 38 of season 3 of the Connect 2 podcast. My name is Jeff Collin.
And I'm Mark Hughes.
Marcus, short one today.
Short one today.
Lots of stuff going on, eh?
Yes.
It's going to be 25 on Friday. Celsius, that is.
Great.
Yeah.
The studio tends to get warm in the afternoon if I don't have the air conditioning on.
Okay. So it's going to be like 8 in the morning and 25 is the high. So it's going to be quite the
temperature.
Sharp swing. Temperature rise. So, dad jokes?
If you're new to the channel, rate, review, subscribe. I keep saying this. Sometimes people do. Sometimes they
send
don't.
Money.
You can check us out on our Patreon if we ever get one.
That's
but we
right.
don't have one yet.
That's right. We just need one patron.
Exactly.
Somebody with deep pockets.
And we're officially sponsored by no one.
That's right. Which keeps us independent.
And we're a voice of purity on the internet.
There you go.
And dad jokes?
You know, I don't have one. I didn't bring my phone. But I heard one last week. It's maybe a sign of getting older. And I was like, oh, man, that's a great dad joke. I got to remember that. Nope. Gone.
It kind of goes through. And so, Dad, why are you staring at the orange juice container? It says concentrate. And my wife is really mad that I have no sense of direction. So I packed up my stuff and write.
There you go.
And which hand do you write with? Gosh, I write. Neither. I write with a pen.
There you go. That's right. Can I borrow your dictaphone?
There you go. Today's coffee.
Use your finger like everybody else.
Is brought to you by the letters C and the letter O and F.
And then another F.
And then E. A
couple of E's.
Yeah, so this is Radiant by Detour Coffee out of Hamilton, Ontario. It has tasting notes of praline, red apple, and cashew butter.
Holy man, that's an interesting mix. Yeah, maybe.
I'm not sure what. I always think of praline as like a candied pecan.
Yeah, I just had a mint, so my taste is off.
So it's got a minty flavor now?
Yeah, exactly. No, it was a sort of a fruity mint. It's quite good, though. Smooth.
So is a fruity mint a mint, though?
Wow, that's a good question. Or would it be a lozenge? But if it doesn't have any medicine in it, is it a lozenge?
I don't know.
What do you call a mint that's not minty? Yeah, I guess it's a candy.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What'd you learn this week?
There's a lot going on in the world of physics, it seems. Eh? Like they're beginning to question lots of stuff. So I didn't learn anything specific other than strap in because it sounds like reality is going to get shaken, which I think is terrible because there's already a bunch of people who don't trust science. And now they'll be like, sure, see, they don't know what they're talking about. Right. So space-time has been thrown into question. There's a new paper coming out, presumably quite solidly making the argument for simulation theory. There's another number of articles postulating, not only postulating, but providing, I guess, some evidence that our universe is a black hole in embedded into another universe. So there's just a lot of stuff. And then there's the often, you know, we've been hearing for a long time that the universe is about 13 billion years old, but now there seems to be some evidence. This is all the James Webb telescope's fault.
Right, right.
The thing is so powerful that the universe may actually be twice as old as they originally thought, 26 billion years old, which is a pretty big margin of error if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
How many things in life... like your dog and you're like, oh, he's 4. And I'm like, no, he's 8. Oh man, that's like a, you know, that's a big mistake. So, you know.
Well, that's interesting.
So stay tuned. Some of this shit. And then of course there's that life on that exoplanet, which.
Right. We talked about that last week.
Yeah. Which they are, again, using the James Webb to.
Detect some chemical compounds that exist where there's life.
So,
I find that amazing because it's how far it is. A couple of interesting things that I learned. Did you know the moon has moonquakes?
I did know that, but I don't remember what causes them because it doesn't have any volcanic
Well, it does have some.
Oh, does it?
Not volcanic, but I guess the core is like still seismic? Cooling.
Okay.
So as it shrinks, it continues to shrink. As the interior cools and shrinks, there are some areas where they have moonquakes, including the South Pole, where they're hoping to land. So one of the strongest earthquakes was near the, I think it's called Shackleton, which is the Shackleton crater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And,
named after Ernest Shackleton.
Yeah. So there you go. So they've got, there's faults. They found faults in the, on the moon and see that there is some movement. Plus, apparently, the effect of tidal shifting is actually affecting the moon. And the other interesting thing is that the moon is spinning slower, right? Like as it rotates around the Earth, it loses time in its orbit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I heard it's getting further away by a certain
so it's,
couple of millimeters a year or something.
Yeah, so it's getting further away.
Right.
So it's getting slightly slower. And the other thing,
because the orbit's getting slightly bigger, but it doesn't rotate on itself.
No, well, it does. No, it totally does. It rotates on itself, but it rotates at exactly the same rate at which it orbits. So we always see the same face, but the moon is actually rotating so that only the same face ever faces the Earth. We only see one face. That's why there's a dark side of the moon.
Right.
Although the dark side's not truly dark because
the sun shines.
Shines on
it. We just don't see
it. We just never see it.
Yeah.
But it is exactly the same. Well, I don't think it's exactly. It's very close.
Okay.
And but apparently, when we do lose the moon, we'll have problems with the Earth as well because it will affect the length of a day as well.
Something else to worry about.
Yeah. Of course.
Well, did you know that there's a certain kind of energy that is created by the slight extension and compression of the planet, right? It's like a certain geothermal kind of energy, not related to like the Earth's core or magma, right? But just the fact that by the tides and all that, the Earth is basically compressed and elongated ever so slightly, that actually creates heat that you could, in theory, harness, which is why they think some of these distant planets, even though they're frozen on the outside, still have a liquid ocean. It's because that slight, call it accordion effect, creates enough friction that it keeps the ocean potentially from freezing, or it could be geothermal in the more traditional sense.
That's very cool. Yeah, I have... the other thing I learned is about eye colors.
Oh.
So what do you think the most common eye color is on the planet?
Brown.
Excuse me.
Good Lord. Man. You all right?
Yeah. It's just leftover.
COVID residual?
Leftover. Apparently your eye has got two layers. One that makes your eyes blue and one that makes your eyes brown. So brown is the most common by far.
Okay.
It's not close. The rarest is black. There are some people who are born without irises.
Wow.
So they basically just have pupil,
So this explains the black-eyed children phenomenon. Mm-hmm. This happened to be...
Well, it actually indicates you have a disease, which is not good.
No, that's not good.
But brown is the most common. Amber is the second most common. I have all the stats.
Amber.
There.
Huh. Green.
Amber is blue. So the six colors are amber, blue, brown. Well, there's seven. Brown, gray, green, hazel, and red, and black. So black is the least
red.
Yeah,
and well, I guess albinos.
It's albinos. Red, it's mostly albinos. Yeah,
that's mostly because they just don't. You'd be seeing the blood vessels more than any kind of pigmentation, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
The next rarest one is gray.
Okay.
And then green. And then I'm trying to find the stats. I had them. But anyway.
What about the evolutionary basis for different eye colors is?
Yeah, 50% is brown.
Wow.
Sorry. In the U.S., so it depends on where you are, but in the U.S., 45% brown, 27% blue.
Okay.
And that is a gene that comes from Northern Europe. It's like, so you, if you have blue eyes, your genetics can be traced to some point in your Northern Europe. 18% hazel, 9% green, and then I think gray is like 1%.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, you don't see too many gray-eyed people.
No, and amber is kind of like a version of brown.
Yeah, light brown.
Anyway.
Interesting.
There you go.
Cool.
So so that's the scoop on that. And today we're talking about...
high school reunions.
High school reunion. So yeah. You just came back from your 40th
reunion. I just came back from my 40th reunion, and it was a lot of fun.
And I'm still, are you still tired?
No, I've kind of recovered. Yeah. Okay, I'm sort of tired because I stayed up late watching True Detective season 2 with my son. I wanted to see it all in a blitz. So, but yeah, one thing in particular I wanted to talk about, because this has been a bit of a cognitive dissonance for me. So first of all, it was great. My class was big, 550.
And how many people showed up at the 40th reunion?
About 10%. It was about 50. I think it was 51 people.
That's pretty good. So my class had a 15-year reunion, a 17-year reunion.
Oh, interesting. 2 years after.
And then I think there was a 20th reunion, and then that's it.
Yeah. So we did 20. We've now done 40. They took a vote. Should we do 45 or 50? I think people want both, so we'll see. But so there's a couple.
Most people living in the Quebec area.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You were the only
non. One the furthest distance traveled. Although there's a few people living in Calgary apparently that I don't even know. So that big a class, there was some people that I had known quite well. Small number people I knew but didn't know all that well, and then some people that did not really interact with, but because I did a bunch of improv, a few people came up and like, oh, I remember you, and my two best friends were big into that. Yeah, you guys would all, you know, still remember all that improv. And so that was cool. But I think the thing that struck me is some people are really old. Like I was joking about who are all these old people?
They're all the same as you.
No, but so age is... there's biological age, right?
And there's...
and so you talk to folks. And again, I'm not calling anybody out because everybody travels their own path. But it's a cognitive dissonance thing. I do not, and perhaps it's a shortcoming on my part, you know, in some respects, kind of immature. But I ran into people who, yeah, they're within... now, a few people were a little bit older because they actually did the survey. And so... in my class. So I was born in January 67. I think the oldest person in our class would have been born like November 65. So there's a little bit of, you know, an 18 month kind of thing there. But for practical purposes, everybody in their late 50s. And you just run into people who are like, went to university, got a job with this particular company. I've worked there now 30, whatever, you know, 6 years. And now I'm retiring and still live in the same town and still. And then there's other people who, my being one of them, who have been like, no, I moved here, moved there. You know, I'm on to my third career. And for me, I'm just like, I don't feel in any way mature or at that point. You know, I've just started something new and I'm taking courses and I'm learning. And then there's other people who it's kind of like, at least in their mind or the way they speak, they're kind of like done, right? Like now they're easing into the, I don't know, drifting off into the sunset. And I just found that. And then you could see, by the way, people carry themselves. Some people dressed like old people, basically, right? And then there's other people who are totally not, right? Like dressed very much not, you don't want to be dressing like you're like a teenager, but there's people who are dressed like very, call it ageless. And then there's other people who are like, man, that look like some comfortable shoes. And so I was joking with my wife. Do you have
Velcro shoes?
Yeah. I was joking with my wife about that, about the women in particular. There's some haircuts that begin to betray
age.
Being aged, right?
So what kind of haircut?
Well, you see a woman sometimes, like my kids had teachers like this who were probably in their 50s or 60s, and they get the really short haircut, which is almost indistinguishable from a man's haircut. And you think, okay, that looks really like easy to care for, but it seems like a turning of the leaf, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm just not into any of that anymore. And so, yeah, it was pretty fascinating to just catch up with folks.
For me, I mean, I had a similar thing. So right now I'm 59. And I'm actually the age at which my mom passed away.
Okay.
Right. And my dad passed away at 62, a year before my mom.
Yeah.
So my mom was like 3 or 4 years younger than my dad.
Yeah.
But my dad was like white. His hair was white. He had the hairline right at the top of his head.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty sedentary, walked slow. And now, mind you, he'd had cancer for a while. So,
sure.
But then that will definitely slow you down.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah,
absolutely.
But I kind of look at myself in the mirror and my age, and I go like, and I say, I'm almost as old as my dad was when he passed. And I don't look anything like my dad.
No.
My dad was short and, you know, kind of rotund.
Okay.
And, I'm not super svelte by any stretch of the imagination, but I still, you know, I do sports still. And I don't know. It's, it's a long time.
See, I would have thought it was a generational thing, but I don't think it is because, like, I have a client that is just going to be 70 and the guy is still very youthful in his presentation, and you know, he's selling his business because he wants to be done with it, but he's got all these things planned, and then you just run into people who are like not as old as this guy's 70. These people are 57 56, and it's like, yep, ready to be done with, you know, all of that new. Right. And it was really, really interesting.
Well, one of the things they talk about, so I learned about this more recently, dealing with, some mental issues, mental health issues. And we talked about the development of a normal adult, right? There's kind of like different ages.
Right.
Right. One of the ages is this one in kind of the 50s.
Mm.
Going into the 60s is where you're kind of pre-retirement.
Right.
Retirement, pre-retirement.
Sure.
And it's it has a name, and I'm sure I'll look it up when I do the fact checking. Is it
perimenopause or
No, but specifically it is it is where as an adult you are accepting who you are, you're comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
You're comfortable in your skin. You are aware of who you are. You accept things. You're not trying to change the world in the same way you were before.
Right.
Kind of. It's called this. I think it's called the acceptance or acceptance. Yeah. Is you're not. You're not pushing forward in the same way that you were before.
Sure.
I've definitely noticed it with me a bit. I'm pretty comfortable with who I am and what I'm doing and all that stuff, but I'm not trying to change the world is the wrong expression, but it is kind of you're not looking to start a new career or start again.
See,
now that's not the same thing as it's not the same thing as learning, right? Because if you're a lifelong learner, that's good because that keeps you kind of young.
I hear what you're saying. I, again, That was not the impression I had from some of these people. Now, not everybody, right? Like some people are very dynamic. But it's interesting what you say, because I think I've undergone or I'm undergoing a little bit of that. But it almost feels like I'm entering a cynical period. I got to be a little careful, right? Spent a lot of years worried about trying to fix things, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's why I was a consultant. I had this sort of torch of purpose,
right?
And now I don't care.
This is what I'm talking about. This is the thing. This is the acceptance.
Our motto at work is we're here to make money, not to save people. And it's just like, I would have been so uncomfortable with that even a few years ago. But now having gone through some stuff, I'm like, which isn't to say that I'm actively looking to take advantage of people or harm people or in any way, right? But even from a political perspective, I held, you know, out of, in my youth, coming out of Quebec, where there was all the turmoil, you know, I sort of felt like need to do something. And then being in this place, you know, almost like a sense of despair of we need to turn things around. And now I'm just kind of like, screw it. You know, like I'm going to position my chess pieces the best I can for me and mine. And right. if other people don't get the memo or go against their own best interest, well, sorry, you know, like, see ya.
Exactly.
But I'm not super comfortable with it because it's still, there's another form of dissonance, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's an interesting times. But I had a great time. It was great to see, you know, a core of people that some I hadn't seen for years. Mm-hmm. There was one guy, and this was kind of funny because he came up to me and he's like, I really didn't recognize him. He was tall. He's about like 6'4". And he was like, hey, do you remember me? And I'm like, being fully honest, I'm like, no, honestly, I'm like not placing the face. Now, it's not somebody I knew well, but then he shows me, you know, we had all the pictures on a rotating basis. And then I recognized the picture and I was like, oh my God, yeah, okay. And now, you know, I mean, we never were friends or anything, but I definitely remember you. But I'm like, but were you tall in high school? And he's like, no, actually, I didn't start growing till like college, right?
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, because I don't remember anybody being like 6 feet plus in high school. And you're clearly like 6'4 or something. So interestingly enough, and this is apparently a Western Eastern thing. I feel really short here out West.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like I'm 5'8 and a half, right? We've established that I'm not
5'9. No, 5'9.
Not 5'10, right?
Definitely.
I was by far not the shortest person in the room at this reunion. There's a lot of people I went to high school with, man, I'm talking about, who are definitively shorter than I am.
Yep.
I would have been in the average. And that was a bit of a thing because mm-hmm. I'm like, man, out West, I'm usually like amongst the shortest people, but not here. So, okay.
You know, well, I mean, I remember, so odd. I'm 6'2", and I remember my wife and I. So my wife is... I think 5'7¾" or something. She's,
okay.
She's about the same height as you.
Yeah.
And, roughly. And we went to this outdoor event in Lisbon.
Oh, so yeah.
In Portugal. And in Portugal, they tend to be shorter.
Okay.
It's a Portuguese trait to be not super tall. And we were out at this music festival.
Okay.
We were at the back. And Lori turns to me and she says, oh, my God. And I said, what? She said, I can see over everybody's heads. I never can see over everybody's
right,
heads.
Right,
right. And so that it's conversely, I remember when I was in Zurich, walking around and realizing there are a lot of tall people.
Yeah. There. Isn't that interesting?
Eh? Yeah.
But but no, it was great. Got to see my hometown, which is there's a lot of money in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Like Brossard is just wild. The development that I was staying at is pretty recent. Like it's one of these super centers. So
you stayed in Brossard?
Yeah, because that's where the reunion was. Super center kind of thing.
But really well. But the high school was in Montreal?
No, it was in St. Hubert.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. And St. Hubert is just south of Montreal, isn't it?
It's on the South Shore, yeah. Yeah. So it was one of these regional high school
things.
Okay. Yeah. So my hometown, lots of development, a lot of people move there. Brossard is really, but Montreal downtown, I went on Friday night. I was really quite taken aback just by how.
How much construction?
No, but it's like decay. Oh, yeah. Right? Like I was in the subway and like nothing's been renovated in 30 years. In fact, you know, you look at like the terrazzo floors and the stairs and everything is like chipped and cracked and worn. And I'm like, wow, it was very shocking to me. And then St. Catherine, yeah, the construction. So St. Catherine, half, like about 4 or 5 blocks are all cut up with the side streets. So I went to Dunn's for smoke meat and I was like, how long has this been going on? They're like, over a year and we don't know when it's going to end. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So no car traffic
on St. Catherine.
Yeah. For blocks and blocks.
Oh, wow.
So, but even that, you know, the nature of it has changed. Like it's, a lot more big box stuff and a lot of the small independent places have gone out of business. And so it was just a real different vibe, but in South Shore, you can see like lots of development. Of course, the Champlain Bridge has been rebuilt. So that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Traffic is just as bad, but guess how much it cost me to ride in from the airport to Brossard?
No idea.
It was like $80.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because of traffic.
Oh, wow. I'm going to Montreal in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're going to go back in July. At first I was like, I don't think this is a good place for a holiday. It's not what I remember, but I think I'm going to take the kids and show them anyways.
Yeah. Well, it's a good time because, you know, when they get a little older, they're not going to want to go with.
That's right. We'll go up to Mount Royal and those back to my hometown. I think we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so I'll be going in 2 weeks because we're actually flying to Montreal and then we're renting a car and driving to New York City.
I remember you mentioned this. Yeah, for the concert.
For the concert that I may or may not have tickets for.
Yeah, I guess you'll find out.
We'll find out the most expensive tickets I've ever bought. But that may or may not.
From anyway. Some dude on the internet?
No, it's from a site that is a little sketch. And but I've been assured that a lot of people have bought from these guys before. And it's just that one of the things is the band has decided that they want to, they will only allow tickets that are official Ticketmaster tickets. And
oh, yeah.
So it has to be like a resale thing so that there can't be scalpers.
That sounds like a corporate.
Which is apparently
stooge.
A problem in a lot of places. Except New York City, because New York City doesn't allow this. You can't restrict people who have bought your tickets.
Ah, interesting.
Whereas, it has to, everywhere else, it has to be through a certified reseller. So basically, if I bought a ticket, I can sell it to you. I have to transfer it, but I can only sell it at face value.
Oh, interesting.
And at least that's what, so there are bands that can check, it's one of these things that can check off in the Ticketmaster thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then it means that it can't go to a third party site, but it also means it can't be inflated and
interesting. Interesting.
So it diminishes the scalping.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
But I'll spend a few days in Montreal and I think we're staying in Laval.
Oh, yeah.
And because the concert's actually in Laval. So there's so we have tickets for 2 nights, one in New York City and one in Montreal, one in Laval, actually. And so the Laval one, I'm confident we will be seeing.
Yep.
In New York City, we have plans to go see and do things in New York City in the event that there is no concert.
A backup. Good idea. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So overall, what was your takeaway from other than the dissonance related from your high school reunion? What was the takeaway from this weekend?
Well, a couple things. First of all, 40 years goes by in the blink of an eye, right?
That's true.
And then, it was a bit of an even split because some people, I had lunch with a guy and my best friend. One of my best friends and then a fellow I hadn't seen for 40 years, but immediately like back to, you know, that relationship reestablishes as if there's no break. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with other people. And then there's one guy that snubbed me.
He snubbed you?
He did.
At the reunion.
At the reunion. So a bit of a story.
Is this a 40 year grudge?
Apparently. So this gentleman.
You stole his girlfriend?
He lives in Toronto now. And I remember that he had particular beef with the guy that was my best friend.
Oh, okay.
And he and I may have had a few moments of friction, but I don't really remember. But I clearly remember him and the guy that was my best friend, who's just disappeared off the map. That's the other thing. We found out a few people served some time
here. Really?
Yeah. But not this guy. But anyhow, so yeah, there was a lot of bad blood with my best friend. And I guess by extension, because I said, hey, man, you know, like and he was English, well, fully bilingual, but there was this group of people who could speak, you know, who were perfectly bilingual. Then there was people who spoke no English at all. And then there was people that were somewhere in between. So the people that tended to be fully bilingual, you know, we would congregate, right? We would exchange. So he was one of those folks. And I said, hey, how you been, right? And he's like, I have no idea who you are. I was like,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I
said, is that his number?
So I was wearing my name tag and I said, you know, it's me, Jeff. Yeah, no, sorry, don't remember. I was like, that's weird.
But did he talk to you after?
Nope.
Didn't talk to you either. He said, don't recognize you and I'm not talking.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
So that was interesting. So I was trying to figure out, did we have a thing? And I'm like I said, the only thing I could think of is that Steve and him, because I remember a clear interaction where my friend Steve said to him, if my dog looked like you, I'd shave his ass and teach him to walk backwards.
So much.
It's a pretty good burn. So I guess the guy was holding a little bit of a grudge. Wow. But yeah, we did find out one guy in particular who I knew not super well, but quite well, you know, and he's still on Facebook, but he was a bit of a sketchy guy. We were telling some stories about, like, this guy was off the chart with shit that he pulled, right? And my best friend's like, yeah, no, he did some time in Florida, like hard time in a U.S. penitentiary.
And really?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that explains a lot. So, yeah. And then there are a couple of other people that have spent some time. And one guy apparently totally got involved with, like, the Hells Angels. And
oh, really?
Yeah. So, interesting. Was not at the reunion. These people were not at the reunion.
Wow. Were they just not invited or?
No, apparently they reached out to everybody that they could find. Mm-hmm. So out of 550, so my friend Evelyn was one of the organizers. Mm-hmm. So she said, I think they managed to connect with about just under 400 people. Mm-hmm. So about 150 were just off the radar, you know, couldn't find them.
Oh, wow.
And of the 400 or so, call it 450, either were available or willing to come, you know. So after 40 years, 10% is probably not a bad number, right?
40 years is a long time.
It is a long time.
It's a really long time.
Yeah.
That's two generations.
Especially if, I guess, high school wasn't your
so generation. How many people were grandparents?
Oh, quite a few. Yeah. Yeah, I met somebody who, again, I knew but didn't know all that well. But, yeah, so her youngest grandchild is not that much younger than my youngest child.
Oh, geez. Right?
And that's another thing, too. Having kids late, you know, I think puts you in a different mindset, you know, like a different stage of life. So, but it was cool. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody got drunk.
Really?
No. It was all wrapped up by midnight. People were like, gotta go.
Gotta go.
It's Saturday night.
Gotta put my slippers on.
Kind of. Yeah.
And Jeff is going I flew all the way here to be done at midnight.
Yeah. Well, I knew it was wrapping up at midnight. Yeah. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, congratulations. Big deal to show up.
The other thing, just last minute, is again with the pictures. Like, you know, some people have not changed much, right? You look at them and you go like, yeah, totally recognize it. And then there's other people. It's really quite funny. One guy in particular, again, just a commentary, but you know the actor David Cross from Arrested Development,
yes.
Tobias?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So there's one guy, spitting image of David Cross. And I'm trying to figure out, like, who is this guy, right? Because, I mean, it's been 40 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But then his picture comes up and is like completely different, like, you know, full head of hair at the time. But more than that, just like facial features are very, not quite unrecognizable, but almost. And it's like, wow. And then there's other people. It's like, hasn't changed, you know, a little bit more old. Some of the guys still have their hair. And it's like, yeah, you haven't really changed other than aging a smidge, you know. But a few people, it's like, holy man, like totally different.
Yeah, wow.
So yeah, it's fascinating.
Well, I mean, I remember seeing pictures of me in high school and two things. So I used to have longish hair, kind of shoulder length hair, which was kind of a thing in high school. And that was the age before people were really putting product in.
Oh, yeah.
There. So like in the early 80s, people started putting mousse. You would get mousse in a foam container. Yes. And then gel. Before that, it was wild. It was free.
Yep, that's right.
My hair was a little out of control. So, so kind of mushroom head.
There you go.
So anyway.
So it was good.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Media.
Okay. Well, I'm still watching Fallout. I have no idea where it's going still. It's kind of all over the map. It's kind of these different threads for different characters.
Okay.
Very interesting.
So hopefully banking on a second season.
I don't know. I haven't finished it yet.
No, I mean, they are, right? Well, by having that.
Well, maybe. It's really interesting. These characters are quite three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is kind of interesting and unusual.
Yeah.
I haven't really watched too much other, because I've watched a lot of hockey. There's a lot of hockey going on.
Sure.
And tonight, we'll see. By the time this drops on Tuesday, the Oilers will have played two or three games against Vancouver. But as of now, they have not. They play tonight. So it will be the first of the second round. And I may be happy next week. I may be less happy. Anyway, it's
guess been. We'll see.
We'll see. It's the whole sports thing.
That's right. I have not gotten back to the three body problem yet.
Mm-hmm.
Rewatched season two of True Detective, which the first time I watched it, I think I bought into the hype that it wasn't as good as the first season. And in some ways it's not. I mean, Matthew McConaughey's
now, True Detective is it's not the second season. There's a isn't it like seasons?
They call them seasons, but they're not really seasons because it's more like an anthology. Like every
because right now it's with Jodie Foster, right?
Completely different story. So they're one season, self-contained stories, but there's no link between them, right? They're totally standalone.
Yeah,
right. Different eras. Like the first one was set in the 90s and early 2000s. This one is in the 2012-ish, the whole thing. The third one is...
This is season four.
Yeah. And then season four is...
But you're not watching... You're watching season two.
No, we watched season four already. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've seen them all. But Victor wanted to re-watch season two.
Because it first started... Season one first started in 2014, so 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is the season go over multiple years or is it?
No, it's a standalone story. Different characters, different actors. No.
But is the season, it's like 8 episodes or 10 episodes and that's it.
That's it.
Oh, wow. And what?
So it's like a long movie.
What network is it on?
right now it's on Crave. Yeah. Cause it's an HBO.
Okay.
Show,
right?
Yeah, so it's on Crave.
Yeah, I don't have Crave anymore.
But they're good. Like, you know, these are top line actors. Like, Rachel McAdams, Colin Farrell, Vince Vaughn, Taylor Kitsch, who's an interesting guy.
Taylor Kitsch, is that the one who's Kristen Dunst's husband?
No, that's Jesse Plemons.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Taylor
Kitsch. Taylor Kitsch was in John Carter.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
I didn't know he was Canadian. That was
from Kelowna.
Yeah, he played that Martian adaptation of
his mother worked for the BC Liquor Board.
Well, there you go.
What a strange piece of information.
There you go. Well, he's pretty good. So, anyhow, been watching that, been reading some Jack Reacher novels. That's about it.
Yeah, I finished the Silo series?
You did.
Okay, so there you go. Yeah,
so I'll probably go back to three body problem maybe tonight. It's a very interesting show.
It is a very interesting show, and it ends in an interesting spot, which basically is kind of unfinished. So it definitely sets itself up for
banking for that second season.
Second season, yeah.
Benedict, it's weird to see Benedict Wong playing and speaking with his actual British accent, because he is a British citizen. I didn't know that.
Well, and I recently saw a clip of Prometheus. So he's in Prometheus.
The aliens?
The aliens. And he is one of the pilots.
Okay, I'll have to watch
that. When they're on Prometheus. So, but he's quite skinny.
Oh, back then?
Back then. Yeah. So it was, it's a different, he's very recognizable and very, kept the same accent and all that stuff. But he's.
I'll have to check that out.
He's changed a bit of body shape, which is fine.
Wait till he goes to his high school reunion.
I kind of wish I could go to my high school. I wish my class would have a high school reunion. I think they're on Facebook. They have a Facebook group, but
apparently class of 1984 in our high school is like the only one that have done active. So there's something magical about it. That was a very magical year, 1984.
Okay.
And some guy described it as, 1984 is that, it's that break point in culture where a lot of the stuff that then carried through the 80s, that has defined that started. So we were talking about that. The first PCs were coming out and somebody was joking about the class, the students that had started taking computers, right? And being all, sort of almost a little bit proud of that, right? Walking around with their 5.5-inch floppies and, we're taking the technology of the future, right? Because at that point, it was, right?
Yeah,
and
now
some of them are still in IT, 40 years later. And then in terms of music, and that's when MTV and all of that really started to take off. So 84 seems to be this pivotal point where 83 is not so much, 85, So it was really interesting to be at that time.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a good time to grow up, actually.
Yeah. It's interesting too, for me. I mean, I work out I work out in a local gym, and when I go in there, it's kind of weird because they're always playing these weird remixes of 1980s stuff.
Yeah, that's what people, that was another comment. Those who have older kids, they're like, yeah, my kids still listen to mostly 80s stuff. Some of the best music. You're
supposed to rebel against your parents' music by listening to something weird that they don't listen to.
It's all crap.
And now they're all just remixing their parents' music.
Yeah. And, iconic movies, again, dealing with sort of teenage, that period, right? It was really an interesting time, right? Like the John Hughes stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
16 Candles and Breakfast Club. And it was, I don't know. I'm really glad that was my time.
Your time?
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway.
So.
Well, let's wrap it up today.
Speaking of time, yeah.
Shorter episode, but I have to go. I have an appointment.
Oh yeah.
And we'll pick it up next
week. Getting your hair straightened.
Yeah, exactly.
Me too. It's in a bag. All right.
Okay. Oh, that's another good one. Yeah. Yes.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.